We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I ain't trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Jess Hilarious, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, March 14th goes to a young lady named Alexis Harnett. Alexis is 27 years old from Horry County, South Carolina. Drop one of Clues Bombs for South Carolina, my home state. Okay. Now, Alexis and her boyfriend, Warden Butler, have been getting complaints from their neighbors. Yes, recently filed documents from prosecutors detail a history of alleged harassment with affidavits provided by multiple neighbors. Now, the couple rent a home from Butler's mother, who actually requested to dismiss an injunction because the court is trying to kick them out of their house. Why, Uncle Charlotte? Well, that's because they be wilding. All right, they be wilding on the neighbors. See, recently Alexis decided to cosplay as Pookie in New Jack City. She decided to do jumping jacks naked in her front yard. I can't make this kind of stuff up. A neighbor told police that they saw her in her front yard screaming and doing what appeared to be jumping jacks while topless.
What's up, baby? You got skim milk in them titties or what?
One and a two and a three and a four.
Now, Alexis was arrested on Sunday and charged with one count of obscene exposure. She was released from jail after posting a $10,000 bond on Tuesday afternoon. Now, this was just the latest stunt that Alexis pulled to try to harass her neighbors. And I know you're probably thinking doing jumping jacks topless in your own yard isn't considered harassment. Well, you haven't seen her mugshot.
Oh, boy.
Okay, if you look at her mugshot, then you would know why nobody probably wants to see her titties. Okay, always remember, if a human is cosmetically challenged, seeing them naked is harassment. But if they are attractive, seeing them naked is your lucky day. Okay, pull up Alexis' mugshot if you don't believe me. I bet you this is what Samara Morgan looks like behind her hair. But I digress. But that's not the reason she's getting donkey of the day. The reason she's getting donkey of the day is because of what she was accused of back in November. Let's go to WMBF News for the report, please.
Now, one of the people accused of burning a cross to scare their neighbors is back in jail.
Yeah, this arrest comes as new documents claim a fight over the property line lit the match. Those court filings claim Warden Butler used a crossbow to intimidate contractors installing a fence and dug a trench along the property line. The fight came to a head in November when Butler and Alexis Hartnett reportedly burned a cross facing their black neighbors, Sean and Monica Williams' home. Solicitor Jimmy Richardson now wants Butler and Hartnett evicted and the house boarded up for a year, but the homeowner is fighting back, calling their request an overreach of government.
If the cross burning don't work, you start showing titties don't nobody want to see. Listen, let me tell you something, Alexis. Ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. I don't respect y'all. You're soft. Don't burn a cross in your own yard to scare black neighbors. If you really about that racist white supremacist life, go burn a cross in those colored people yards like your great grandparents used to. Okay, y'all let the KKK down. All right, there was a time in the early 20th century where the Klan used to burn crosses on hillsides as a way to intimidate and threaten black people and other marginalized groups, but I don't respect that. Set the cross on fire in a Negro's yard if you really about that action. But the other question we should be asking ourselves is, are we back to burning crosses in the 2020s, or did the cross burning never stop? Okay. Alexis is due back in court later this month on an unrelated third degree assault and battery charge. Between the doing jumping jacks topless, the burning crosses in the yard to intimidate black neighbors, and a third degree assault and battery charge, I believe she deserves to be in jail. Okay? I believe she deserves to be in jail. Now, I want to see how tough she is. Okay, that's why I think she needs to stay in jail. When I see folks do traditional, old school sovereign racism, I want to see what their hands is about. Okay, so I think in jail they should let the whole jail know what she did. Same way folks know when someone, you know, killed kids or molested kids or harmed kids in some way, you should let the jail know she's a cross burner, and let's see what her hands is about. Okay, this woman should be charged with domestic terrorism because cross-burning is a domestic act of terror. Period. Please let Kathy Griffin give Alexis Hartnett the biggest hee-haw.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
Chelsea Handler, please let Chelsea Handler give her the biggest hee-haw, too.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
OG Chris Rock got something to say?
Cracker ass, cracker.
What about my girl? I ain't checking my girl. My girl still work at the restaurant.
Okay.
All right. That's crazy. I wonder how white people even listen to the show. They probably be like, you know what?
The white people that listen to this show, they don't like racists either.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't like white supremacists.
Probably don't like cracker either.
Yeah, they don't. No, they know they not crackers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, it's a difference. Same way the difference between black people and niggas. Mm-hmm. The difference between, you know, good white people and crackers.
I got you.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So she really did naked jumping jacks in the front lawn?
Mm-hmm. There's a video.
Ew.
Big.
No, she not big.
No.
No, no, no. She not big. She just look like she eats meth for breakfast with her Frosted Flakes.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Well, she deserved it.
Thank you for that donkey today.
Eat meth for breakfast with her Fruit Loops.
You want to steal?
Up next.
Yeah, let me say.
Ugh.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Crazy.
Yes. All right.
Donkey Today is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamisoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to MichaelTheBull.com. That's MichaelTheBull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk.
get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful Black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.